O Yahweh,
teach me knowledge and good judgment, for I believe in your command. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good.
Greetings to my Israelite family, health, peace, and blessings in the name of Yeshua the Anointed. This is part 6 of Sickness vs. Health. You can follow along with the article by going to thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Sickness vs. Health is found in the Word Studies menu. Sin and obedience brings sickness, calamity, and afflictions. They are warning signs from Yahweh that you are wandering out of the way. We are seeing in the B.C. part of the history of our ancestors that our people as a nation are going through devastating afflictions sent by Yahweh in various forms, such as the Assyrian and Babylonian invasions and deportations. Afflictions by the sword, famine, bondage, and captivity. When we get to the Renewed Covenant and AD part of our history, we will see that our people are afflicted with sicknesses, diseases, demonic possession, ignorance, and spiritual blindness. This is because our BC ancestors were divorced by Yahweh for their idolatry and race mixing, cast off and scattered. Yahweh withdrew his presence from them. Their descendants would be lost because they were living as and among the pagan nations and lost and forgot their heritage and their God Yahweh. They were walking in darkness. Our people today are the very descendants of these AD and BC Israelites and still walking in darkness, burdened with ailments, and have no understanding at all. The same lost sheep of the house of Israel that think Jesus is a Jew and that identify as trans-Gentiles. It's comical, yet ridiculous, though very sad, because they know absolutely nothing about the truth because everything they do know is perverted, twisted, and a deceptive version of the truth, which makes it all a lie. But they know all about the magic words you need to repeat with your mouth to get saved. They got their rapture ticket and ready to follow Jaime Jesus to their mansion. Following church doctrine and becoming twofold children of Jewish Jesus is a chronic sickness that leads to the second death. We left off in Isaiah, and we will now continue. Yeshayahu 65:11. But you are they that forsake Yahweh, that forget my set-apart mountain, that prepare a table for that troop, that furnish the drink offering unto that number. The Septuagint reads, But you are they that have left me, and forgot my holy mountain, and prepare a table for the devil, and fill up the drink offering to fortune. From H. 1464, that troop and that number are the enemies of Yahweh. This is a condemnation to those that feed the beast, that support and go along with the enemy. Speaking of the ignorant and the churches, troop is H. 1409, Gad, the god of fortune. Number is H. 4507, many, meaning fate or fortune, the god of fate. Verse 12, Therefore will I number you to the sword, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter, because when I called, you did not answer. When I spake, you did not hear, but did evil before my eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not. Therefore thus says Yahweh Elohim, Behold, my servants shall eat, but you, the unfaithful, shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but you, the unfaithful, shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but you, the unfaithful, shall be ashamed. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy, but you, the unfaithful, shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit, or for the breaking or ruin of spirit. Matthew 8:12. But the unfaithful children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Luke 13:28. There shall be a weeping and gnashing of teeth when the unfaithful shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of Elohim, and the unfaithful thrust out. We know the atheists, non-believers, and unbelievers will be left out. We know they are unfaithful. But there is a large group of so-called Christians in over 33,000 denominations of so-called Christianity that follow all kinds of beliefs and Jesuses and lords. They would say they are the faithful, and they are faithful to their church's doctrine, to their Jewish or black or sushi or taco Jesus. But Yahweh is not a chameleon who fits the belief and idea of their interpretation. They must be faithful to the belief, the original word, to the way, and to the one true Savior, Yeshua Christ. Jewish Jesus is not our Savior. Jewish Jesus has no power to heal or deliver. In Isaiah, the context is the sinful nation. The nation is being afflicted by the rod of punishment, which is in the form of the Assyrian invasion and deportation. Everyone, from the leaders to the lowest of the people, have gone astray. Yahweh raised the Assyrians to come and destroy the wicked and carry off the ones that will be preserved through the captivity and eventually migrate into Europe, where the gospel will catch up to them. This is also how he sows his people in the world. Some will respond to the good news and grow, most will not. We see that many people sought Yahweh in order to get healed, but didn't continue in the way afterwards. We see over and over that Yahweh is our saving health, our mortal preservation, our salvation, which is H. 3444, Yeshua, the very name of our Savior. The Syrians forgot Yahweh and became strange slips, meaning race mixed, becoming mortally ill, and that their harvest in the last day will be evanescence, meaning vanished. In Isaiah, we see that Yahweh is going to break Israel as a potter's vessel because of their national whoredom and idolatry. That Hezekiah repents and Jerusalem reforms, so Yahweh heals him and defends the city from the Assyrian siege. We see prophecies of Yeshua restoring and being the saving health of the children of Israel. Following the law brings saving health generation to generation. That Yeshua bears all our infirmities, sins, sicknesses, plagues, afflictions, and pains. That Yahweh constantly pleads for Israel to return to him so he may heal them. The people brought offerings, fasted, and afflicted their souls, but it wasn't sincere, and it wasn't to Yahweh, and they didn't change their ways, and they continued to oppress the poor. So he had to purge the unrighteous. Yahweh will not be mocked. We saw several ifs and thens, meaning if you repent, change your ways, and obey, then I will bless and heal. That sin and false doctrine and worshiping Jewish Jesus separate us from Yahweh. The faithful are blessed, happy, and healthy. The unfaithful are ruining their spirit, and they are left in the hands of the adversary. It matters who and what we believe. Yirmeyahu, which is Jeremiah. In chapter 2, Yahweh is chastising Judah for race mixing. He explains that the unholy union between Israelites and racial aliens produces mongrel children, broken cisterns that cannot hold the Spirit and are not accepted by Yahweh. Chapter 3 is more chastisement about idolatry and sacrifices and orgies in the groves. Yahweh pleads with Israel, his wife, to return to him. Jeremiah 3:22, "Return, you backsliding apostate children, and I will heal," or, "and I will mend your apostasies. Behold, we come unto you, for you are Yahweh, our Elohim." The Septuagint has, "And I will heal your bruises." The Geneva has, "Return, and I will heal your rebellions." Part of the definition for H-7495, Rafah, is healing of national hurts, distress, and also involves restored favor. Yahweh is casting off the nation because the nation has been cheating on Yahweh. Yirmeyahu 4:1, "If you will return, O Yisrael, says Yahweh, return unto me, and if you will put away your abominations," meaning the idols, "out of my sight, then shall you not wander." Cain was made to wander forever because he was the son of the Nakash serpent. Israel was divorced and cast off and made to wander, but not forever because we are the children of Abraham's seed, and Yahweh promised him that we would always be his people, which is why he provided a path back to him through the good news and our Savior, Yeshua Christ. But Yahweh will punish us for iniquities. He will bring calamity and destruction to those of us who will not return to him. This was the case with Jerusalem, which did not change her ways. So Yahweh was sending the Babylonians to dish out punishment. Verse 6, "Lift up the standard toward Zion. Take refuge. Do not take a stand. For I will bring harm from the north, the Babylonians, and a great destruction," or, "and a great breaking." Jeremiah pleads with the people who will repent, return to Yahweh, and accept their punishment, and they will be preserved during captivity. Verse 14. O Yerushalayim, wash your heart from wickedness, that you may be saved, or preserved, or delivered. How long shall your vain thoughts lodge within you? Your way and your doings have procured these things unto you. This is your wickedness, because it is bitter, because it reaches unto your heart. Psalm 107:17. Fools, because of their transgression, and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Isaiah 50:1. Thus says Yahweh, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have you sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away. Verse 19. My bowels, my bowels, I am pained at my very heart. My heart makes a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace, because you have heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Destruction, or breaking upon breaking, is cried, for the whole land is spoiled. Suddenly are my tents spoiled, and my curtains in a moment. The temple would be destroyed, the walls, the city, and the houses, because the people worshipped other gods on their rooftops. Everything was defiled by their doings. This is no different than today. Everything so-called Christians do is defiled because they have no knowledge of what truth is, and they live daily according to the false knowledge of churchianity and Jewish fables. Yirmiyahu 6:13. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness, or greedy for gain. And from the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. The megachurches and evangelists are greedy for gain, and all deal falsely. This includes the government and politicians as well. Even the common people dealt falsely with one another and neglected brotherly love. The whole system is given to covetousness, everyone. Verse 14. They have healed also the hurt, or the breaking, or breach, or ruin, of the daughter of my people, slightly saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. The false prophets were telling the people that Yahweh wasn't going to do anything and that there's peace. Today's churches do the same thing, claiming peace and tolerating the evil and ungodly. Jeremiah 8:8. How do you say, we are wise, and the law of Yahweh is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. The Septuagint ends as, in vain have the scribes used a false pen. Practicing fraud by deliberate mistranslation. Verse 9. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of Yahweh. And what wisdom is in them? Therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For everyone from the least even unto the greatest is given to greedy gain. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely, for they have healed the breaking, or the breach, of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. The Geneva reads, for they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people with sweet words, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. In other words, speaking superficially, giving a false sense of hope and security. The same thing goes on in the churches. Sweet words and happy meal sermons, that you can declare yourself saved, and you'll escape the tribulation in the rapture. Verse 12. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination, meaning worshiping false idols and Jewish Jesus? Nay, they were not ashamed at all, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. In the time of their visitation, or punishment, they shall be cast down, says Yahweh. Just because you are not receiving punishment now does not mean you won't be punished. Sometimes Yahweh is giving you space to repent and respond. Verse 13, I will surely consume them, says Yahweh. There shall no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fade, and the things that I have given them shall pass away from them. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves, and let us enter into the defenced cities, and let us be silent there. For Yahweh our Elohim has put us to silence, and given us water of gall to drink, because we have sinned against Yahweh. Talking about the good Judahites, in verse 14, don't be idle, repent. Verse 15, we looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, or healing, and behold, trouble. The trouble was the coming Babylonian invasion because the house of Judah strayed from the ways of Yahweh and refused to do right. Verse 17, Yahweh speaking, for behold, I will send serpents and vipers among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, says Yahweh. Bite is nashak, meaning to strike with a sting as a serpent, figuratively to oppress with interest on a loan. Bite equals to lend upon usury. Is this not one of the ways we are oppressed and afflicted today? The serpent Jews own all the banks, and everybody is under their thumb of usury. Verse 19, behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not Yahweh in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images, and with strange vanities, or, and with racial aliens' idols? Do you think all the so-called Christian denominations worship the same God? How could they? There's 33,000 versions. Verse 20, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not helped. For the hurt, or for the breaking, or for the breach of the daughter of my people, I am crushed. I am black, or dressed for mourning. Appallment has taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician or healer there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? The Hebrew reads, for what reason is the longevity of the daughter of my people not ascended? Joel 2:6, before their face the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness or mourning. The Septuagint of Joel 2:6 reads, before them shall the people be crushed. Every face shall be as the blackness of a cauldron. Blackness is a noun, the quality of being black, black color, darkness, atrociousness or enormity in wickedness. Yirmiyahu 10:19, woe is me for my hurt, or for my breaking. My wound, or my plague, is sore. For I said, truly, this is a grief, or this is illness or sorrow, and I must bear it. The Geneva has, yet it is my sorrow, and I will bear it. The Septuagint reads, Alas, for my ruin, thy plague is grievous. And I said, Surely this is thy wound, and it has overtaken thee. Psalm 77:10. And I said, This is my infirmity, or grief, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Sometimes Yahweh gives us a duty to bear, and this duty may cause sorrow and grief. The people hated Jeremiah for Yahweh's warnings and exhortation. Imagine the sorrow and grief Christ bore, the grief and sorrow he endures, knowing that almost all his people love Jews more than him. Jeremiah 14:14. Then Yahweh said unto me, The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination, and a worthless thing, and the deceit of their heart. Lies, false visions, worthless things. Today, these would be church doctrine, mistaken identity, Jewish Jesus, just believe, and the rapture. Verse 15. Therefore, thus says Yahweh concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not. Yet they say, Sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. And the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword, and they shall have none to bury them, their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters, for I will pour their wickedness upon them. Even the people who receive the lies of Judeo-Christianity will be cast out. Look how many people Billy Graham Franks led into the ditch. The churches are today's true Holocaust concentration camps. Verse 17, Therefore you, Jeremiah, shall say this word unto them, Let my eyes run down with tears day and night, and let them not cease, for the virgin daughter of my people is broken, or crushed, with a great breach, or with a great breaking, or destruction, with a very severe blow, or wound, or plague. If I go forth into the field, then behold the slain with the sword, and if I enter into the city, then behold them that are sick with famine from scarcity of food. The Hebrew has ailments of famine. The Septuagint has the distress of famine. Yea, both the prophet and the priest go about into a land that they know not. Verse 19, Jeremiah speaking, Have you utterly rejected Yehuda? Has your soul loathed Zion? Why have you smitten us, and there is no healing for us? We looked for peace, and there is no good, and for the time of healing, and behold, trouble, or, and behold, terror, fear, dismay. Lamentations 5:22. But you have utterly rejected us. You are very wroth against us. H 48:32, marpe, which means health, cure, healing. When sin abounds, until there is no remedy, judgment is passed, and there is no healing. Yirmiyahu 15:15, O Yahweh, you know. Remember me and visit me, and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in your long-suffering. Know that for your sake I have suffered rebuke. Your words were found, and I did eat them, and your word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Yahweh Elohim of hosts. I sat not in the assembly of the mockers, nor rejoiced. I sat alone because of your hand, for you have filled me with indignation, meaning against these people for their sin. Verse 18, Why is my pain perpetual, and my wound, or plague, incurable, or severe, which refuses to be healed? Will you be altogether unto me as a liar, and as waters that fail? Therefore thus says Yahweh, if you return, then will I bring you again, and you shall stand before me. And if you take forth the precious from the worthless, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return unto you, but return not you unto them. And I will make you unto this people a fenced bronze wall, and they shall fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you to save you and to defend you, says Yahweh. And I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem, or ransom, or deliver you out of the hand of the violent. Those who attack Jeremiah for his warnings will be dealt with. Affliction and rejection comes with the territory of being an ambassador for Yahweh. This is called endurance and allegiance to the way, and it stores up treasure in heaven. Affliction from Yahweh is different than affliction from the people and the society. Affliction from Yahweh is chastisement and punishment for doing wrong. Affliction from the people and society is just proof that Yahweh has called you out for his purpose. John 15:19. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. 1 Peter 3:12. For the eyes of Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahweh is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you, if you be followers of that which is good? But, and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Yirmiyahu 16:3. For thus says Yahweh concerning the sons and concerning the daughters that are born in this place, and concerning their mothers that bear them, and concerning their fathers that begat them in this land. They shall die of grievous, or diseased, deaths. They shall not be lamented, neither shall they be buried, but they shall be as dung upon the face of the ground, and they shall be consumed by the sword and by famine, and their carcasses shall be meat for the fowls of the sky and for the beasts of the land. Grievous is H8463, takalu. It's a plural noun which means diseases, maladies, grievous sicknesses, deaths from ailments. Verse 5. For thus says Yahweh, enter not into the house of mourning for the dead, neither go to lament nor bemoan them, for I have taken away my peace from this people, says Yahweh, even loving commitment and deep compassions. When we wander from the way and Yahweh, he will take his peace from us. He will show no mercy, and justice will be served. Why would Yahweh command not to mourn for the dead apostate Israelites that were being destroyed? Because they made their choice. They chose wickedness, other little g gods, Jewish Jesus, lies, delusions, and vanities. They have become children of Belial, which is worthlessness. The kingdom will not be blended with righteous Yahweh worshippers with true knowledge, and unlearned just believers with false knowledge that worship Haimi Jesus. Yahweh makes a distinction between his sheep with understanding and obedience and the rebellious goats. Jeremiah 17:2. While their children remember their altars and their groves, or Asherah poles, by the green trees upon the hills. Judges 3:7. And the children of Yisrael did evil in the sight of Yahweh, and forget Yahweh, their Elohim, and served Baalim, and the carved poles of Asherah. Groves is H842, Asherah, a Babylonian Canaanite goddess, Astarte, the goddess of fortune and happiness. They were sacred trees or carved poles set up near pagan altars. It is also where we get Easter from, which is not a Christian holiday, but pagan goddess worship. Verse 3, O my mountain in the field, I will give your substance and all your treasures to the spoil, and your high places for sin throughout all your borders. The high places of pagan worship. Verse 4, And you, even yourself, shall discontinue from your heritage that I gave you, and I will cause you to serve your hated enemies in the land which you know not, for you have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever. Discontinued your heritage. The churches identify as trans-Gentiles. Most of them are actually Israelites and have no clue who they really are. They believed the lie that the Jews are Israel, and as a result, the Jews now rule us in our own land. Verse 5. Thus says Yahweh, Cursed be the strong man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, or power, or security, and whose heart departs from Yahweh. For he shall be bare in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the strong man that trusts in Yahweh, whose confidence is Yahweh. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreads out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat comes, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Trust in Yahweh. Verses 5 and 7 and verses 6 and 8 show the contrasts of trusting and not trusting in Yahweh. The lesson? Trust in Yahweh. Verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, or mortally ill. Who can know it? The heart can also refer to the mind. Verse 10. I, Yahweh, search the heart. I try the inner being, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. O Yahweh, the hope of Yisrael, all that forsake you shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken Yahweh, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Yahweh, and I shall be healed, or whole. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor or shepherd to follow you, the people. Neither have I desired the woeful or incurable day. You know, that which comes out of my lips was right before you. The Septuagint has, nor have I desired the day of man. The Geneva has, the day of misery. The Scriptures has, nor have I longed for the desperately sick day. The Hebrew has, the day of being mortally ill. Chapter 18 is The Potter and the Clay. Yahweh formed Jacob to be the vessels of mercy, to hold his spirit and to live according to the way. Yirmiyahu 18:7. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it. If that nation, against whom I have pronounced, turn from their evil, I will have compassion, or be moved to pity, or relent of the evil, or the harm, that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will change my mind of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Speaking of Judah. Now therefore go, speak to the men of Yehuda, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says Yahweh, Behold, I frame harm against you, and devise a device against you. Return you now every one from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, There is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will every one do the imagination, or stubbornness, of his evil heart. The churches said, We're saved, and nothing can take that away. We'll continue to be proud of our delusions, eat pork, and spread the goyim spell of Jewish Jesus. Verse 15, Because my people has forgotten me, they have burned incense to worthless idols, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way not raised up, to make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing. Everyone that passes thereby shall be astonished and wag his head. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the hated enemy. I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity, or in the day of their destruction. The churches don't see that they worship worthless Jews, that they are not walking in the way, and that America and the other white nations are becoming desolate and ruined by aliens which have no part in our heritage, culture, ways, and God. The saved, just believers do not know that the day of their destruction draws near. They don't even see the signs of sicknesses and calamity in their lives now. They think their lack of health is just a normal condition of being a human. Chapter 19 is about the nation being described as a potter's vessel. Jeremiah was instructed by Yahweh to take a bottle and the elders of the people and the ancient priests and go to the Valley of Hinnom, which means wailing. This is where the children were sacrificed at the Planned Parenthood offices of Moloch. Yahweh tells them that harm, punishment, and destruction are coming because they have all forsaken Yahweh and profaned the whole place with idolatry and child sacrifice. Jeremiah 19:10. Then you shall break the bottle in the sight of the men that go with you, and shall say unto them, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Even so will I break this people and this city, as one breaks a potter's vessel, that cannot be made whole, or cannot be mended again. And they shall bury them in Tophet, till there be no place to bury. Whole here in verse 11 is H-7495, Rapha, meaning healed, mended, which is referring to the nation. This prophecy was addressed to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Many of them had mingled their blood with the Canaanite and Edomite Jews of the land, which is why child sacrifice was allowed. Jews love white Israelite children. Because of Jews, abortion is legal. After Hezekiah, there were no kings of the house of David in Judea, continuing to the final fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD, and that was the prophetic end of the broken vessel nation, never to arise again. This also goes hand in hand with the curse of the fig tree of Matthew 21:19, where Yeshua states that there shall no fruit grow there again. No Israelite has lived there for over 1,500 years. It's a cursed habitation of dragons and jackals. Jeremiah 30:11, For I am with you, says Yahweh, to save you, Though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet will I not make a full end of you. But I will correct you in measure, and will not leave you altogether unpunished. For thus says Yahweh, your bruise, or your breach, is incurable, or a mortal breaking, and your wound, or smiting, is grievous, or sore afflicted. The Hebrew reads, that thus says Yahweh, the mortal breaking of you, smiting you ill. Verse 13, there is none to plead your case, that you may be bound, or bandaged up. You have no healing medicines, or you have no healing remedies. The Hebrew has, there is no one adjudicating education of you. For you there is no remedies of application for malady. Verse 15, why cry you for your affliction, or for your breaking? Your sorrow, or your physical pain, is incurable, or your physical pain is the mortal breaking of you, for the multitude of your iniquity. Because your sins were increased, I have done these things unto you. Meaning, sent punishment, affliction, destruction, allowed the spoilers and devastators to mortally break you. Verse 16, therefore, all they that devour you shall be devoured, and all your adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and they that spoil you shall be a spoil, and all they that prey upon you will I give for a prey. For I will restore health unto you, and I will heal, or mend, you of your wounds, says Yahweh, because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeks after. Zion is a metaphor for the children of Israel, namely of Judah. The Hebrew has verse 17 as, and I shall cause to ascend longevity for you, and from smitings of you I shall heal you. H 59:27, Allah, a verb, which means to cause to ascend, excel, lift, recover. H 7:24, Arukah, a noun, which means healing, restoring to soundness, wholeness. In these punishments from Yahweh, the wicked are destroyed. The ones who will be humbled and repent will still be punished, but will be preserved, restored, and healed. Promise of restoration, Jeremiah 33:6. Concerning Jerusalem, behold, I will bring it health, or relief, or longevity, and healing. And I will heal them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. The Geneva has, I will give it health and amendment. Verse 7, and I will cause the captivity of Yehuda and the captivity of Yisrael to return, and will build them as at the first. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquities, whereby they have sinned, and whereby they have transgressed against me. After their punishment in Babylonian captivity, the house of Judah returned to Jerusalem, and once again followed Yahweh's way, but only for a short time, as the cycle of obey, stray, and punishment happens over and over. When will we learn? Today we are being afflicted in Mystery Babylon. If we do our best to live outside the system and continue in the way of Yahweh, then we will be preserved through this last satanic age, and we will be relieved of the Jewish element and healed and restored in the kingdom. Yahweh is hot because his people will just not learn to obey and stop worshiping idols and depending on the other nations to save them from the punishment Yahweh wanted them to accept and trust him through. Jeremiah 44:10. They are not humbled, even unto this day, neither have they feared, nor walked in my law, nor my statutes that I set before you and before your forefathers. Therefore thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Yisra'el, Behold, I will set my face against you for evil, or for misery, for distress, for calamity, and to cut off all Judah. Humbled in verse 10 is H1792, Dakah, which means to be crushed, broken, smitten. It also means to allow oneself to be humbled, which is what Yahweh wanted them to do. The ones that didn't, he allowed to be destroyed by the punishers. When it's time for a spanking, it's time to accept it, not run from it. Prophesying the great battle between Egypt and Babylon, Jeremiah 46:11. Go up into Gilead, and take balm, O virgin, the daughter of Egypt. In vain shall you use many medicines, or remedies, for you shall not be cured, or bandaged. The Geneva has, for you shall have no health. H8585, Te'alah, a noun, and means healing of a wound. Egypt was a white nation up to around this time, 600 BC, of the descendants of Ham, Noah's son. When the Pharaoh died, the general of the army took over with his Nubian army of blacks, and within 70 years, the bloodline was changed forever. There was no curing a race-mixed pagan Egyptian nation. Prophecy against Edom. Edom are the descendants of Esau that race-mixed with the descendants of Cain. These are Edomite Jews. These later infiltrated the sect of the Pharisees. These Edomites murdered Christ. Jeremiah 49:7. Concerning Edom, thus says Yahweh of hosts, Is wisdom no more in Teman? Is counsel perished from the prudent? Is their wisdom vanished? Teman is an Edomite city. The enemy is wise. The enemy is the serpent race. Christ warns us. Matthew 10:16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents. Ezekiel 25:12. Thus says Yahweh Elohim, Because that Edom has dealt against the house of Yehuda by taking vengeance, and has greatly offended and revenged himself upon them. Obadiah 1:8. Shall I not in that day, says Yahweh, even destroy the wise out of Edom, and understanding out of the mount of Esau? Verse 8. Flee you, turn back, dwell deep, O inhabitants of Dedan. For I will bring the calamity, or, for I will bring the destruction of Esau upon him, the time that I will visit him. If grape gatherers come to you, would they not leave some gleaning grapes? If thieves by night, they will destroy till they have enough. The Jews have to have it all. The greed is intense. A parasite that will leave its host bare. What they do will be done to them. They have never showed mercy to Israel, which is why they will not be shown mercy. Jeremiah 51:8. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her. Take balm for her pain, or for her sore. If so, she may be healed. Isaiah 21:9. And behold, here comes a chariot of men, a couple of horsemen. And he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, and all the graven images of her gods he has broken unto the ground. These are dual prophecies, ancient Babylon's fall and the fall of mystery Babylon when our master returns. Verse 9. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her, and let us go everyone into his own country, for her judgment reaches unto heaven, and is lifted up even to the skies. Revelation 18:5. For her sins have reached unto the sky, and Elohim has remembered her iniquities. The Babylonians were a once white Adamic nation, but became a mingled, ruthless nation. Some things were just not meant to be healed. Mystery Babylon is the international Jewish system of deceit. We are living under the yoke of Esau's Jewish children, and the society is mortally ill because of it. When Mystery Babylon falls, sadly, they will be taking all the 33,000 so-called Christian denominations and their twofold Children of Hell converts with them. In Jeremiah, we see again the results of national sin. Isaiah warned and prophesied during the deportation of the house of Israel and most of Judah. Jeremiah is warning the rest of Judah and Jerusalem of their national sin and the coming Babylonian invasion. We see constant pleas for the people to return to Yahweh and be healed, that their ways have brought them to the breaking point. The prophets and leaders lie and refuse to acknowledge their sin and the coming punishment. Yahweh's heart is crushed by the breaking of his people. Jeremiah is appalled at the enormity and atrociousness of the wickedness of Jerusalem. Jeremiah was hated and afflicted for being Yahweh's messenger. It was a grief he had to bear because he loved his people and he loved Yahweh. We see more ifs and thens. If you return, then you will not be afflicted. Yahweh says, "Don't mourn for the dead. They were wicked, worthless, and got what they deserved. They refused Yahweh, so he refused them." The idolatry and sacrifices in the high places was a big problem, and trusting other gods and not Yahweh. That if the nation turns from evil, then Yahweh will withdraw the evil. If the nation continues to do evil, then Yahweh will send more evil. When the people forget Yahweh, he will show them his back in the day of their calamity. The northern house of Israel and most of Judah had already been carried off. The prophecy of the end of the southern nation of Judah was described as the broken bottle nation, a smashed vessel that can't be mended, all because of doing evil in the sight of Yahweh. Yahweh states over and over that because their sins increased, these punishments followed. Yahweh promises healing and restoration and the pardoning of iniquities. This would come in the form of the Good News and Yeshua Christ. We see the doom of Egypt and Babylon as once white nations because they forgot Yahweh, became pagans, and race-mixed themselves out of existence. We see the doom of Edom and the end of Mystery Babylon. If you don't understand what that means, well, it means the Jews and their Jewish world-run system will be erased from existence. Not only is it prophesied in Genesis, Jeremiah, and a few other places, it's also what the whole 21-verse book of Obadiah details. You just have to understand who Edom is and believe the words of Yahweh.
It was good for me to be afflicted, and I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and of gold.